Their technology and ability were good. Johnny had a little trouble with their math. They used a binary system, as everything they had ran on computers and circuits. But everything they built was just great. With one exception. Johnny could not abide reaction engines. Flying one was a drag. And they required special runways and pads to land. They were fine out in space, but not for atmosphere transport. You couldn't even stunt them, really. The Chatovarians themselves were all over the place at Luxembourg. They were nice people. They stood about 5 feet tall, had somewhat flat heads, and big buck teeth. They were a bright orange tan. Their hands were a trifle webbed, but very nimble. And they were strong. Johnny had found that out when he was fooling around wrestling with one of their engineers. Johnny had come within an ace of not being able to throw him. And they were always going fast. Work, work, work. They ate wood. And the first thing they did when their crews arrived was plant about 15,000 acres of assorted trees, planted with the speed of machine guns into what they called catalyst pots. This was so they could have something to eat. They had a bit of conflict with the three Chinese engineers that were here. The Chinese liked to build out of wood, and the Chatovarians thought that was an awful waste of good food. The Chatovarians loved to work with stone. They had small beam tools, like swords, and they cut stone with splice notches so it would hang together with no mortar. Then they annealed the stone and made it join molecularly so it was armor hard. And the whole grain of the stone came out in bright, glossy colors. Very pretty. They taught the Chinese how to do it, and the Chinese taught them how to weave silk. So all was forgiven, and it came out with smiles, but it was touchy for a while. Going to a Chatovarian dinner was like walking into a lumber yard. Johnny had to make them promise not to gnaw down all the trees in sight. The Chatovarians tended to overstaff, and unless Johnny dreamed up some consumer product for the home offices to build, the red ink on their balance sheets would splash into blood. He wanted to get them building teleportation motor cars and planes, but he didn't know how to make a teleportation motor, and all efforts to work it out failed. Those blasted cyclo-mathematics. Nothing ever balanced. The thought made him restless. The bear had caught another fish. The sunlight played over Johnny's buckskin shirt. He had been sure something nice would happen today. Well, the day wasn't over. He touched Windsplitter's shoulder, and the horse decided it was a signal to run, which it wasn't, and went tearing up the trail for home.